everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
We're rolling now, but what I just said, you making money is the worst thing that ever happened to anybody. Because now there's just Penguins merchandise all over the world. The Biscuit. So bummed out how that came out last week. I forgot the fucking metronome was on. Did you hear it?
No.
You don't fucking listen to The Biscuit? This is when I hang up.
Well, I didn't hear that.
The beginning of it was fucked up. Like, it didn't get the whole Biscuit part.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. There's a special intro today. I had Emery do it before just a little bit ago, so he's actually opening the show today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Ben Wilson. We'll just get him out of the way. What the fuck happened there? Ben Wilson is the captain for the Kalamazoo K-Wings, an ECHL team. They're still in the series with Toledo, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's the series at, do you know?
No, I don't.
I'm telling you, since the NHL playoffs have started, I have barely seen a lick of anything else, like, in my life.
I haven't really cared about anything else.
I haven't been able to absorb anything. I've been eating cereal and fucking watching Biscuits.
I normally follow K-Wings Twitter pretty hard. Just because I'm so close to Kalamazoo and I just have all year. But I didn't even catch that.
Well, of course they weren't going to put that on there. I think all... Because I follow the K-Wings and Toledo. Toledo is the Red Wings. It would be like the Akron Arrows, if you get familiar with baseball, is like farm league. So it goes like the Red Wings, Grand Rapids Griffins, then the Toledo Walleye. Toledo Walleye have had a hell of a fucking year. Made ESPN top 10 as an ECHL team with that Rankin, Evan Rankin. Didn't he go to Notre Dame?
Yeah, so I think so.
He had a shootout goal that almost exploded brains this year. Oh, fuck.
That's just... Speaking of exploding brains.
Just warming up. I got my fucking 3 quick beers out here. Gonna fucking... That's the way to podcast. 3 quick beers. So...
I got 3 quick sticks of gum.
You chew gum? What are you fucking... Having your first period? I guess it's a heated fucking series, but so the captain Ben Wilson is in front of the net. They're trying to score, or was it Toledo's trying to score?
Toledo was trying to score.
So there's a scrum in front of the goalie in front of the net, and Ben Wilson cross checks Toledo wall player to the ice, and then immediately goes on top of him. I believe the Toledo player's face down on the ice.
Yes.
And just proceeds to cross fucking check. I'm guess they're hitting the back of the neck, shoulder area. It's hard.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And there's not... So there's a... Is it 6 times? I was going to say it's got to be about 6 times.
Yeah, it was 6. It's disgusting.
I don't know.
It doesn't stop. He loses his stick and he starts punching him.
Yeah. And then they pull him off and he gets back into it again. It lasts for almost a minute, like in a half.
Yeah, he hops on back on top of him with the refs.
Yeah.
And then he punches him in the face like twice when that happened.
Where the fuck were the walleye at? Somebody's...
It's the craziest shit I've seen in a while. I felt really bad before watching it.
It gave me an uneasy feeling watching it. Like, I think maybe the players on the walleye were just shocked. And it's kind of like that thing when we were talking about, like, a group fight. Like, your instincts are either, okay, stop this guy, or what the fuck are my eyes seeing?
Yeah, you're just watching it.
Yeah, like, oh shit, that's my teammate. Oh, he's getting fucking assaulted, essentially.
I mean, he's the captain of that team.
That's what's even more fucked up to me is you'll see captains drop gloves if they have to. Pacioretty did tonight, the Rangers game. Fun fact there's been 36 playoff games this season, this round, four fights in all the playoffs, three of them between the Habs and the Rangers.
That makes sense.
Dude, and those are two teams we left off our blue and red list. Both those teams are basically the same sweaters.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, God, dude, my anus. I tell you, I had Paul Revere breakfast this morning, so country fried steak. Saw the Nash is there, so that'll give you some gas. Then I had homemade tuna salad for lunch. And then I made gluten-free nuggets and cauliflower tots for the kids.
For I bet dinner. That's what's giving me the shits.
Dude, if you haven't had cauliflower tots, they're the best thing ever.
I've had them a bunch of times.
I don't even have the shits. I just have, like, explosive, awesome farts.
They make broccoli and cheese tots, too, and they're just as good.
Damn. Just to let people know, too, that we have our Facebook up. Later tonight or tomorrow, Big Ren, if you get to it, put that Ben Wilson video up there for them to see. Maybe get a little conversation going on there, get some buzz on the Facebook. It's Facebook what? The Biscuit?
Yeah, the Biscuit Podcast.
The Biscuit Podcast. Go follow us on there, guys. Big things to come. I know that's one of the only social media things we didn't have, but we wanted to wait and kind of get our fucking ducks in the row here before we started flying off. But the show is continuing to get traction all over the world, so thanks for the support, guys. Yeah, that unnecessary. He's a captain. I haven't really heard much else about it, really. You know, what was going, like, if his wife, like, sucked that dude's dick, like, a week ago, or, like, what the fuck happened? But completely unnecessary. Yeah, go to the Facebook and check out that video. It'll be up soon. Did you see there was another, the entire bench fight in the Czech Republic where they went after the ref to fight him, too?
Yeah, the U16.
Yeah, was that 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
Holy shit! I didn't even realize this were full-blown 16-year-olds playing.
Yeah, it was the U16 league in the Czech Republic.
Good fucking Christ! So just dirty European trash.
That's what made it so awesome.
Wow, that makes it so much better. I thought they were like 45-year-old fucking holding on to the last bit of their fucking hockey career.
Best part about that fight was how, like, nonchalant half the people were. Like, how, like, routine it was.
Yeah.
There was people literally, like, there were, like, dudes from separate teams standing beside each other. And it seemed like they were just talking and, like, they were just watching eight people fight.
And when he says fight, he means full-out brawl because the whole ice is just a brawl.
They're everywhere.
It's like the fucking gangs in New York, but actually good.
Yeah, it was insane. And then those two kids chase that ref down and start beating them.
Yeah.
And then the ref starts punching the kid back.
The ref starts beating the shit out of this. Now it makes sense. It's like, man, that ref is fucking that dude up. But I thought he was a full-grown man. Here he is, some fucking 15-year-old kid. Can't even drive a car, getting his ass beat.
What would you do if you were that ref?
Fucking beat his ass?
You can't just take punches to the face and not fucking put up, like, not, like, bend for yourself.
Especially in the Czech Republic, it's probably not even illegal to beat a minor over there. It's probably fair game.
That was crazy. I couldn't believe they chased him down. Two dudes chased him from one end of the ice all the way to the other. The one guy tackled him.
Incredible.
It was insane.
Just incredible. And hey, to everybody commenting to me about the lag time on here, someone said you need to make it flow like Joe Rogan. I'll fucking rape you. Have you seen Joe Rogan is a millionaire? Fuck you. So check those two videos out on the Facebook. And then I want to get into the first series to end. Right after we got to do a little bit of news before we get to the playoffs. So the only thing really happening besides those, like the ECHL and that fight, and the OHL playoffs, which I just haven't had time and haven't really cared because the playoffs have been so good. Maybe if they're a little more boring, I could get into it. But Dan Blisma, your boy,
yeah,
he's out. Jack Eichel's in, player coach. General manager,
Jack GM, Eichel. GM. Vice president.
So he's running Buffalo now. It's kind of a LeBron James situation there. He's running the show there. That's his team.
Bisma's a really good coach.
Is he? How?
All right, he spent, what, eight years in Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, they were fucking one or two every single year.
Yeah, so they have Sidney Crosby.
I'm just saying, they're 1-2 every year as a coach, and you get fired mid-season because it wasn't enough.
Yeah. And then when he goes to a team that doesn't have Sidney Crosby, what happened? They fucking blew.
Yeah, but he went to a pretty shitty Buffalo. He went to the worst team in the league the year before, Buffalo Sabres.
That is the only job he could get.
I'm just saying he's a good coach, but I think he should go to Michigan. He's from Grand Haven.
Is that a town in Michigan?
Yeah, and he should just go get the U of M job and just be a really good college. You know, he's probably a great college coach. He seems like a fired-up type guy, and the grown men probably don't fucking react to it.
Where was he at before Pittsburgh?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. I'd be curious to see if he's done college or... I'm sure he... I mean, he came from somewhere. So either he was in the system at Wilkes-Barre or... No, he really isn't.
I mean, he played till, like, what, 99 probably?
If I were him and Michigan sent me the offer, you got to at least consider it heavily.
He's a Stanley Cup champion.
Fuck, he did win one, didn't he?
I mean, he is a pretty good coach. I mean, I always liked him. They fired him, and I was like, oh, shit. And then now I obviously love our new coach. But
that new coach, what is it, Sullivan?
Yeah, he's the man.
He's so good, I almost like him.
I love him.
If he wasn't, like, the worst person alive, I'd almost like him. Dan Blisma's out in Buffalo.
Yes.
No hire yet, right?
No, not to my knowledge.
Las Vegas hired their first coach ever, and that's Gerard Gallant, who got shamefully fired in Florida. Not in Florida, but from Florida. While they were on the road, and it was like TMZ shit. I covered it on the Biscuit when it happened, you know, months ago.
Like in November.
Yeah, they took a picture of him like with his suitcase because they didn't even fucking get him like a car out of there or like. Let him land in Florida and then fire him. They did him dirty.
They were like 10-10-6, and he just got shit canned.
And he took him to the playoffs last year.
They were literally like 10-10 at the point where he got canned.
I'm pretty sure they were even better than that.
That's my point. I mean, they weren't horrible at that point in the year. No one is. It's November.
Florida's on this new, like, buy your hockey hats at the thrift store, fucking look at my colored graphs. Both my parents loved me and didn't get divorced shit. Like, like analytics, like Corsi scores, fucking... there's a sweet t-shirt that says, like, computer kids inside the Florida Panthers shield. It's really awesome. But that, I mean, they let a computer fire him. That's fucking insane to me. And good for Las Vegas. They get a really good coach. That dude knows some fucking hockey. That's a great hire. I thought when he got fired, I was like, oh, well, that's definitely going to be lost. I mean...
For your first coach ever?
Yeah.
He kind of fell into their lap.
I'm sure he wasn't even that bummed out of being fired. He's probably like, fuck, I'm going to Vegas, dude. Or I'm going to Dallas. To coach with Jamie Benn. Like, your options at that point were pretty fucking good.
He would have been hired. He might have even gotten Buffalo when Dan got... He would have got hired somewhere.
Nobody wants the Buffalo job.
No. Especially now, after they fired the GM along with Bilsma.
Yeah. And it's Buffalo.
You're both of you, get out of here. We apparently all Eichel has to do is say he doesn't like someone.
Hey, man, dude can fucking play puck, man. He's a bad motherfucker. If he hadn't come in the league with he came in with McJesus, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's one of them things where he's really goddamn good, but sorry, you're the number. It's like Patrick Laine and fucking Austin Matthews. They're both right up there, fucking studs. I'd take Andy's American, so if you don't like Jack Eichel, you can get out. Dallas fired whoever their coach was. Who was their coach?
Dallas Stars. I don't know. They hired Ken Hitchcock.
God, what the flying fuck would you hire that fucking heart attack for?
Yeah, how old is he?
He's not young. He's not young and he's not slim. And he's a piece of shit. He's like the playoff king. And he has the Stanley Cup, what, last time Dallas won, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's talking about bringing Dallas back to win in.
Which, that year is when Pantera made their goal song for him, which is pretty fucking badass. Because I guess...
Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, Lindy, sorry, bud. You're going to be fucking hanging out with Dan Blisma in college. Lindy Ruff just sounds like a sexual predator, too. He'll probably get fucking fired for trying to bang some fucking undergrad or some shit.
You calling it now?
Yeah. 2 years from now? Here, Biscuit Forecast, Sexual Predator Forecast, Lindy Ruff, Sexual Predator. TJ Oshie, Racist.
Patrick Kane,
Kuhnuckle, Pussy.
Kuhnuckle?
Yeah, I watched that video again under the advice of Southpaw. Dude, it might as well go get some soccer cleats and start playing soccer.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
I'd like to apologize to Matt Calvert and his family right now for calling him garbage. I'd have fucking checked him, too.
You're an idiot.
He didn't hit him in the neck. It hit his shoulder. The stick broke, made it look worse. And he grabs his face? What happened to his face?
Was this before or after the Penguins ended that series?
Erroneous.
No, because if you watched it afterwards, your brain was not where it needed to be.
Erroneous. Erroneous on all counts. There's a couple more coaches, though, right? Before we get into that.
Yeah, LA Kings hired John Stevens.
Oh, they fired the fucking guy. Longtime coach there.
Yeah, and John Stevens was their assistant.
So their head coach, if I remember correctly, is the kid with the mental. How do you call it? Say it now. Mentally handicapped? I don't even think that's right.
Daryl Sutter.
Yeah, his boy is a special needs kid, and he's an absolutely adorable kid. He's probably not even really looking to coach. I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm not a hockey coach, but at some point you have to stop, but it's probably like playing. Like, if you could still get a job coaching, you're probably still going to try to.
They fired Lombardi, too, their GM.
Well, L.A. fucking sucks. I think they're going to suck next year, too.
Yeah, but those two dudes brought you two Stanley Cup championships.
Right. It was a good run. That shit happens, though. Like, and then
the end of the era.
Yeah, end of the era, exactly. Well, that's a perfect segue into an end of another era, I think. The Blackhawks.
That's why I said Q's next.
What the fuck? That's 2 years in a row? Did they get swept last year?
I don't think they got swept last year, but the Blues, they didn't get swept.
I think they only won a game.
I think you might be right there, but I don't think they got swept.
I'm absolutely shocked.
It might have even went to seven last year. It might have been a series in that.
It's possible. I don't remember. I remember being like just blown away that they had lost. And to the Predators, they didn't even like... Yeah, they got swept, but they got fucked up.
One close game, game three, went to overtime.
Got shut out the first two games in Chicago?
Yep.
And supposedly one of the hardest barns to play in?
Yeah, and then overtime game three, and then 4-1, what, last night? Two nights ago?
Two nights ago, I think. And I watched the third period of that game the other night. And it really isn't like Nashville's that good. Chicago's just that bad.
Really weird.
I think it comes down to what I had said on the last biscuit. The will to push on and succeed and get that fourth cup, I don't think they have it. And Kaner is kind of a douche. So I could see him being like, fuck, man, I need to, you know, get out of here. It's summertime, dude. It's fucking date rape season.
I don't see how you could ever feel that way as a player.
See, that's the other thing, though. These guys are the most competitive humans in the entire world.
There's just no way they feel that way.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just they don't.
Maybe that part, though, is...
Maybe subconsciously they're not trying as hard as they would like to physically because they just don't care as much.
Yeah, that part of succeeding has been fulfilled.
Like, and you're trying as hard as you can. Mentally, you think it's as hard as you can, but in reality, you just don't fucking want it anymore.
And when Pekka Rinne is playing like that, there isn't a lot anybody could have done, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit, because that just proves to me how I always say Taze is overrated. Obviously, he's really good.
Yeah.
But I think he's overrated because people think he's the best player in the NHL, which is fucking all kinds of wrong.
I've always just heard he's really good. I've just always heard he's... Hey, motherfucker! Oh, there's gonna be a domestic violence. You're about to catch a case. You turn the light on me, off on me again.
No, sorry, I've been chasing the damn dog.
Why don't you go do the dishes or something?
Because Arwen's asleep.
Yeah.
I've been chasing the dog.
Why?
Because she's out running rampant.
Running the streets, getting pregnant. I don't really talk to my wife like that. That's a joke. It's called fucking comedy, you idiots. I don't think we have a lot of feminists that listen, though. Our crowd's we're pretty much preaching to the choir.
Some of the stuff I said about the women playing hockey.
Oof. It got me cringing, some of that shit. Hopefully there's some fucking dude sitting in fucking Saskatchewan going, yeah, tell that bitch to do them dishes. Fuck her, man. Predators are on. I've always just heard Taves is good, and, you know... He's got three cups. What do you say?
I'm sorry, but you got Taze, Kane, and Hossa, and you guys score fucking three goals in four games.
Holy smokes.
No one would have thought that.
Holy smokes. No one would have thought that. I also didn't think that what happened to Columbus would happen to Columbus. And like Torch said, that series was not a 4-1 series. If anybody watched that game like Big Rand and I did, and all those games every second, except I missed game two, that series was a lot closer than the box score showed.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. There's edge of my seat every fucking game.
To the end of it, I was like, oh shit, they might score two goals in the last 30 seconds. We might tie this up. Not once did I ever lose the faith. Twitter absolutely did. First period every game. I was like, oh my God, dude. I promised to myself I'm not getting on Twitter during games next playoffs. Hopefully Columbus makes it. If not, I'm still going to watch. But here's my bullet points for what I think happened. And you fire back and let me know what you think. I think... It all stems from the last regular season game, home ice on the line. Columbus just doesn't show up. They lose home ice. Already in their head, I think they started going, fuck, we have to go to Pittsburgh.
I told you that when it happened.
I think that started to kick in on them. And then something happened the last 2 weeks to the Blue Jackets that I don't know. If they were just trying to skate through and stay healthy. But that's not a way to keep your tenacity, is to just get to, you know, glide into the... You need to go into the playoffs fucking pubes on fire, ready to go.
It's called they're used to being on the fucking coast of Mexico drinking fucking margaritas during this time of the year.
That too. I think...
They're used to fucking scheduling their vacations for April 18th, not playing fucking hockey games April 18th.
I also think that they were trying to be a team that they're not. We play physical regardless, but we were trying to be the Broad Street Bullies.
They were trying to get in the Penguins' head too much, game one and two, and losing both those games lost that series.
Oh, yeah, it was brutal.
Going to Columbus 2-0, it was over. If we would have went to Columbus 1-1, I would have thought a lot differently. But I never thought after going to Columbus 2-0, even if the Blue Jackets won both those games, that they would win a single game in Pittsburgh.
If you want to see the series in one period, game one, period two, Columbus is going for big hits, getting out of place, and
yeah,
and Penguins score.
Sheary and Gensel and Crosby are skating around the big hits.
Right. Another bullet point. No one, I mean, Pittsburgh fans did, but I don't even think Marc-Andre Fleury knew he was still that good.
Man, you're telling me.
Holy fuck.
Turn the clock back to fucking 2009.
He made a good case for himself to be the starter. Like, to not be traded next year.
Mr. Steal My Job Back?
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, that he will be the one that's dealt, but and especially if they win the next round, and then the next round, and then the cup again with Andre Fleury, people in Pittsburgh are going to be going, well, you know, you stay with the hot hand.
This is why I love Sullivan. Last year, going into the playoffs, Fleury was our man. He got hurt. They started Zatkov. Zatkov won. The next game, he starts Murray. Murray wins the entire series against the Rangers. So Fleury comes back against the Capitals. He plays Fleury, remember?
Yeah.
And we lost.
But he got benched, didn't he, the next game?
He played Murray the rest of the entire fucking playoff.
Yeah.
He did play Fleury again, maybe against Tampa Bay, and I think we did win.
See, I don't even rotate him back. I don't even remember that.
But Sullivan has no issue dealing the hot hand, and I guarantee Fleury comes out and plays against the Maple Leafs.
He fucking better, and it's not gonna be the Leafs, I don't think. I don't know. I picked the Leafs last time we were on, but
four of those games have went into overtime.
It's been insane. Pure insanity.
They've only played five fucking games.
Pure insanity.
One went into double overtime.
Yeah, these young kids are going, fuck, dude, I'm getting tired now. I thought, didn't they all been into overtime?
No. Game four, Capitals just won. It was 5-4, though.
Ah, okay.
Almost.
The refs didn't help Columbus, but you can't. I mean, you missed the holding call on Kessel. Doesn't guarantee you a goal.
Are you still talking about that fucking holding call on Kessel?
The holding heard around the world.
Get real. We're talking first period of game four, three.
We're talking...
Are you talking about game three, the first period is what you're talking about right now?
Yeah, we're talking about a series-changing event. A life-changing event. Changed my life forever.
Talking about game three, period one.
Okay, then I'll go to the next one. Zach Werenski, bleeding out of a broken face. No whistle.
Talking about the same game. Talking three games ago.
Then, Sam Gagner's holding, I'm putting quotation marks up here, on the last game. That was a baloney call. I couldn't believe it. I was having a seizure when I heard the whistle.
What he did was holding. It's kind of like a pass interference in fucking football. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I wish I did. I wish my eyes could watch
it's something
retarded
that can
hockey like your eyes watch it, because it was so... Isn't a non-call?
It's something that can be called. I didn't say it's the right call. Definition it is. That's what's shitty about holding and stupid fucking penalties.
It's the fucking playoffs, though, man. And it hadn't been called. You got to let them play a little more in the playoffs, I think.
I understand that, but you know that's the definition of that call.
So, but then here's the thing, too. Like I said, these calls don't necessarily mean goals. But when the Pittsburgh power play comes out, it pretty much... I think that's what makes that team that team. And that's where Columbus had way too many penalties to try to compete with Pittsburgh. Way too many penalties. Half of them were fake, but the other half were real. And there was missed calls too on Columbus. There was one where I think the puck had the Columbus didn't close their gate, but it's
bad calls they didn't call on Columbus. A couple fucking hits that were dirty and illegal. But I love hockey, so I love those type of hits.
After your fucking little baby boy there got his hat trick, he got fucked up the next game. They were brutalizing that kid. Holy shit.
Up against the ice. When he got up and walked off the ice, or skated off the ice, I thought he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to just go cry. I was like,
sat up and looked like he'd never been hit so fucking hard in his life.
He never had been. That was, okay, bud. Thanks for the hat trick. The one, I'm pretty sure Savard got him. I'm pretty sure Dubinsky got him.
Yeah, I saw Dubinsky get him.
Dubinsky got this whole Penguins killer thing in his head, too. You're back to square nothing, dude. You're back to being Brandon Dubinsky.
He plays like an idiot against the Penguins.
I mean...
Can't handle his emotions.
He
plays like I did when I was fucking 16.
You know, it's just disappointing. I thought the series would go to 7. I thought it was going to be a toss-up. It's disappointing. And Bravalski wasn't there. I mean, he took on a lot of shots. I think the Penguins got a lot of puck luck, too, but there was a lot of goals that Bob stopped all season long. I have a theory on this. I wanted to run by you on... it lumps Ovechkin in as well, that Russians lack empathy or like the idea of excitement. So it's hard for them once the playoffs start to realize this is more than just a hockey game. But yeah. And everyone else has elevated themselves to Stanley Cup playoff level. And the Russians are just like, oh, I stop puck, I go home, fuck woman, drink vodka, go to bed.
Yeah, but what about that, sir?
Fuck. He just killed that theory. Datsyuk's rookie year was with the greatest team ever assembled. The 0-2 Red Wings. Brett Hall. Dominic Hasek. Brandon Shanahan,
so maybe it's people around him just as much as it is them.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have a choice. But when Bob and Ovechkin are the team, and I've heard Blue Jackets fans on Twitter say we need to get rid of Bob. You're fucking insane.
Yeah. Well, we can get Steve Mason back, straight up.
What, are we going to get Zach off? Give me a fucking break. You know what happens if Bob's there? We're fucking hanging out with the Buffalo Sabres right now in damn Blizma.
This is why I hate Blue Jackets fans, and I don't think they're ready. Which, I know you're going to not like this. But there was someone on your Twitter I saw you retweet. He said, remember I said originally Penguins in 5?
Yeah.
Now,
Shane Guilfoyle.
I'm calling this guy out. I don't know who the fuck he is. Shane, maybe?
Yeah, he's the fucking History of Hockey podcast.
Good. Yeah, well, here's some knowledge for you. I guarantee that every Penguins fan that you hate and that you think's the shittiest fan on earth never, ever has said that the Penguins are going to lose a series in five. I don't give a fuck what year it was or who they were playing, that they've never said shit like that.
Shane's too smart for his own good. And he's an Avalanche at heart, but he moved to Ohio. So I think it's, you should see his, Shane's a good guy. But you're not seeing me put on my...
Can't say stuff like that. You jinxed him.
So we can sit here as two grown men and blame Shane Guilfoyle for the Blue Jackets losing.
I agree.
I agree, too.
Point the finger at someone.
So let it be written. Let it be done. Shane Guilfoyle, this is on you, bud. Not Bob. Not Torts. Not Dubinsky. You ruined so many people's lives in the state of Ohio this year. And that here's one thing you won't find. A Blue Jackets fan out of the state of Ohio.
Not now. They're too young.
I if you're a Blue Jackets fan out of the state of Ohio.
Keith Swinger.
Oh, shit. Skinny. Old skinny. Yeah.
Living in Texas. Probably was wearing a jersey Thursday night getting made fun of.
I'm pretty sure he's been in a fist fight, too, down there. Like. He got jumped by like two dudes for talking shit at a party for being a Blue Jackets fan. God. Oh, yeah. There's one. I said he got one. And a big, Brennan, as much as he's going to be a hockey fan, he's in Kentucky. So that'd be two.
Yeah, there you go.
Two. It's hard. Because I would have liked to see the Blue Jackets play their best hockey and lose. It would be a little easier to swallow. But, you know, Pittsburgh's moving on. I'm moving on. It's still, like, hard. I'm, like, almost about to cry.
You're still sad about 2014. They've been in the playoffs twice.
I'm still sad about 2009.
They happen to play the Penguins.
It's going to happen next year if we make it.
What, they just keep playing the Penguins in the first round and never advance?
Yeah. Well, we'll advance. We'll be fucking gods.
They'll never beat the Penguins in a Game 7 series.
Well, only time will tell, my man. People thought Donald Trump wouldn't become God Emperor, too.
A lot of people thought he did.
That's what I'm saying.
He was going to win.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see. I kind of hope it happens, not soon. But it kind of needs to solidify.
Something needs to break. Something needs to break. Something, yeah, exactly. It's good for hockey. It's good for. It's good for the state of Ohio hockey, especially.
Right now, the people that think it's a really big rival are Blue Jacket fans and Penguins fans. But right. until the Blue Jackets start beating up the Penguins, like we have in the last 10 years. Hockey world is not going to think it's a rival. They're going to look at just the record.
I'm done. I'm done talking to your dumb ass about this series. Let's move on. Oh, Doug Waite. Doug Waite got hired.
You know where I'm going to move on to? The fucking second round of the playoffs.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Against the Maple Leafs. We're going to sweep.
Only people in Toronto have that on their bracket. Oh, they're the only people. No one else has that. You know, and you entertain the idea, like, the whole time you fill your bracket out, you're like, fuck, they could, but you gotta do this, like, because everybody fills their bracket out thinking, that's the one, I got everything right. I filled it out 100% correctly.
I feel that way after everything I do.
I had Syracuse win a national championship 2 years or 3 years ago, out in the first round.
I remember that, that was awesome.
That ruined my whole, I didn't even watch another game.
No, it wasn't Syracuse, it was Louisville, wasn't it?
No, the year I said Louisville was going to win, I had them lose in the first round on my bracket. I told everybody, Louisville's going to win. And then
they won it that year, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Doug Waite got hired at, the Islanders? Was that our last coaching that we didn't get?
Yeah, that and Vancouver hasn't hired anybody.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I know one fucking Canuck fan, and that's goddamn Cam Pipes from 3 Inches of Blood, and he is a fucking idiot. I don't even know if they're a band anymore, to be honest with you.
Deadly Sinners?
Yeah. How fucking much did that song rip when it came out?
That whole album.
Fuck yeah. That's a fucking beer-chugging summer tunes goddamn record. Premonitions of Pain? That song fucking rips, too.
Oh, that band.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, we've been mentioning the Maple Leafs and Capitals. We basically covered it. I mean, that series is pretty goddamn insane. I don't know. I've watched as much as I can of it.
I've only watched 2 games. I haven't got around to watching that series.
I've seen, like, the overtimes. The Maple Leafs aren't afraid of them. I mean, that's for damn sure.
No.
I think what's good for the Maple Leafs is they're the few veterans they have are fucking Matt Martin doesn't love anything. Brian Boyle fucking same way. They like the dudes that are old on their team are fucking ruthless like killers. So I think that helps, and the young boys are just like, yeah, we're fucking good at hockey too, guys.
And having Babcock probably helps.
Yeah, Babcock doesn't hurt. Frederick Anderson playing fucking good in the net. I mean, that's a combination. And also the fact that the Capitals fucking blow in the playoffs. Why?
It's seriously becoming an issue I don't even like talking about anymore.
It's a sports issue.
Their team is so fucking good.
You can't continuously... You know what happens in every other sport when you have the best fucking season, the regular season? You usually end up with a fucking Super Bowl. I mean, eventually.
You at least play in it.
Or you go to it, or you get out of the fucking second round.
You at least play in it.
At least once.
I mean, think of, like you just said, any other sport.
Marino went to one.
I mean... Last year, top of my head, I'm pretty sure the Falcons had the number one record in the NFC, were the one seed Super Bowl.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You telling me Ovechkin can't get to the fucking Eastern Conference Finals?
He's not again. They can win tomorrow or night, whenever they play. They're going to lose Game 7 at Washington against Pittsburgh.
Is it what? Is it tied up right now, 3-3? Or is it 3-2 Washington?
It's 3-2 Washington.
So you think Maple Leafs win this next game?
I hope so.
That'd be really cool. It would be fucking super cool. It would be super fucking cool. So I hope they do win. I hope they do win, and I hope Washington wins Game 7, though. Just so I can see Ovechkin and Sydney again. Because it's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a really good series. Penguins get a week rest, basically.
Yeah.
Which they need after getting their ass kicked by the Blue Jackets. That's the issue with watching that. Anyone watch that series understands that if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins player, you probably just want to fucking sit down for a while.
Yeah, where's the fucking sauna? Can I get in some ice? Blue Jackets had right around 40 hits every fucking game. That's a lot of fucking hits.
Every single game.
Every fucking game. And the Rangers have more hits than the Blue Jackets have. The Rangers want to murder the Canadiens.
That's an old-time
rivalry, though. Not one that I give a fuck about, because could not give a fuck less about the goddamn... New York Rangers.
Speaking of it, you want the final here?
Oh shit, did it just end? Yeah. New York won, didn't they?
Yep.
Holy fuck, they did it.
Yep.
They clinched it?
Yep. 3-1.
No fucking way. Zuccarello had 2 goals when I stopped watching. Wow. Holy shit. You heard it here first. You're not hearing it here first because it's not live, but the Rangers move on. Man, my fucking bracket is garbage. My bracket is absolute dog shit. I had Montreal.
I had Montreal beating them, too.
I had Montreal. I had Columbus.
God damn it, I was fucking born in America. I should have never done that. That's
no,
my
what
fault.
The fuck is wrong with us?
That's my fault. I put that loss on myself.
That's the Statue of Liberty. You basically just said the Statue of Liberty isn't better than a fucking Canadian. Holy.
I can't believe it.
Fuck, man.
I can't believe they won, to be honest.
I thought Carey Price would say, uh-uh. Not happening, guys.
After game three, when they Habs went up 2-1, I thought for sure it was done.
Wow.
I really didn't think New York would rip off three games in a row.
That's fucking... I'm surprised. I'm a little shocked there. Well, shit, dude.
They got either Ottawa or Boston.
Well, I did see that in series clinching games in New York, Henrik Lundqvist has lost once. He's like 4-4-1 or something now.
He probably has like 25 million saves or something stupid.
And that dude wants a cup probably more than anybody in the league. I think he's so ready to not play hockey. But he can't stop until he gets one.
He ain't getting the cup this year.
You don't know what he's going to do? I don't think so. I didn't think they'd pass the Canadiens. They did. At this point now, they could easily go to the final. The Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, they can beat either Boston or Ottawa.
I think handedly.
But they're not beating either Pittsburgh or Washington.
I think they fucking wipe their fucking dicks with Pittsburgh. Ottawa and Boston has been fucking fantastic. Charlie McAvoy is a fucking bad mother.
And yeah.
With the last game, what? They won in overtime. Boston did.
Double OT.
And I fucking love seeing Eric Carlson broke his stick over the fucking pipes. After the loss. You know what that means to me? Frustrated. He's done. They're done. Boston's moving on.
Boston's moving on?
I told you this fucking last time Boston's going to move on.
You think Boston's winning game 6 and game 7?
That is correct, sir. Boston. What would Boston do? Have you heard of the Red Sox being down 0-3 before?
Yeah, I also watched
I think they won the fucking World Series that year.
I also watched the greatest Super Bowl comeback ever.
Yeah, where's that team from? Boston.
Celtics are down 0-2 and just beat the Bulls last night. They'll probably win that series.
Boston. That's why people hate Boston, because they do this shit. They haven't been... they do it now. And now all their old fans are so bitter that they're unbearable to be around, because now that they're fucking good, you can't get them to shut the fuck up.
Well, think about it. If you're a
50-year-old fucking Blue Jackets fan, and we win the cup. If it takes that long,
it means more to that guy than it does the Boston guys.
Do you know how unbearable I will be? You won't be able to talk to me. No, nobody will be able to talk to me. I'll go, oh, sorry, Stanley Cup? Shut the fuck up. I'll just start slapping people. I'll burn my house down. in celebration. But yeah, I really do think Boston moves on. I don't give a fuck about Ottawa, dude.
I don't think they win the next two games.
Well, if my bracket says anything, Ottawa will move on, because I picked Boston to win, so.
Craig Anderson will not allow it.
God, you gotta be Craig Anderson's number one fan, pretty sure.
He's the man.
He's good. He's good. Oh, speaking of the Canadians, just to go back real quick, I think Las Vegas missed a fucking huge opportunity to be the Las Vegas Americans. How badass would that have been?
Las Vegas, like just Vegas Americans?
Yeah, Vegas Americans.
What's another name besides just straight up American?
Badass?
Like Vegas.
Americans.
Yeah, I mean like the Patriots, like how, something like that.
Well, the Patriots is taken.
You can't be the Vegas Patriots. There's fucking more than one Panther team.
Not now, you can't. You could back in the day. Now you can't do shit because it's all trademarked and fucking... You can't, I mean, back when the colleges started, I mean, how many fucking colleges have the same name? You can't do that shit now.
Vegas Patriots sounds really good.
That's why the fucking Vegas aren't the Black Knights, because Army was like, nope, not happening, guys. They didn't even want them to be the Golden Knights. Well, nobody wants them to be the Golden Knights. Should have been the Outlaws, man, or something like that. Or just be the fucking goddamn Engineers or the Scorpions. Something fucking... Scorpions is terrible, though.
Terrible? You just said the Engineers. You just said a fucking job profession. Not even a fucking legit mascot. Like, who...
Because of the dam. The Hoover
Who's
dam.
Your mascot? Some fucking nerd with a fucking... Pocket.
It'd be like the it'd be like the Boilermakers, dude. It'd be some
like a fucking pen notebook.
It'd be some tough ass dude or engineer, like an old school built the Hoover Dam engineer.
No.
Brennan just texted me and said King 810 is playing a strip club in Louisville, and I that's funny. We still got West. Huh?
Text him back and say, I think he had the Senators winning it all in his bracket.
Well, he, dude, I'm not sure if he's, I'm not sure if he's ever watched a hockey game all the way through. Because people in Ottawa didn't even pick Ottawa to win the Stanley Cup.
You think I'm a Craig Anderson fan?
He doesn't even know who Craig Anderson is. I'd like to get him on here and ask him how he ended up picking that. Because he'll research shit, you know? He looks shit up.
You know, he wants to win.
Right.
I'm as competitive as I am because of him.
Our older brother might be one of the most competitive humans alive, to be honest.
Easily. So...
Like, he'll get, like, violently mad about losing. He's like Michael Jordan competitive.
Yeah, He might be able to give you a good goddamn reason why.
I don't think so. He probably looked at the numbers in Vegas and it was a good... He probably put money on it and I don't know. I'd be curious to find out.
The Vegas gambits?
He'll be up here in Belleville next week. Maybe I can get him to... There's no fucking way he'll let me record him talk, though.
Vegas gambits is a good name. Don't ignore what I just said.
The gambits? I should fucking fire you. The Las Vegas X-Men?
Your mascot could be a fucking real character. He's a real character.
He's a real character. He's a real character. He can see through wooden doors. He solves crimes. He's an X-ray cat.
The Badger.
the Shocker. I say Helsinki. You hear Geneva. 60 fucking Deutschmarks, Bob. Gord, I see him. They're fucking retarded.
The baboon eyes and the sauce.
And the sauce. Yeah, I see him, Gord. They're just fucking stupid. I'm a girl. I'm a woman. Did I ask you if you're a woman?
Ask your fucking Dave Davidson.
His wife's dead. Yeah. Oh my God, Betty. Yeah, she's dead.
Over the woman, Linda.
Linda. Over the woman, Linda. Holy shit.
Skinny fucking loser. Most underrated movie ever.
Oh man, that's a fucking classic. Oh man. The Wild. I called it.
Yeah.
Dead.
I'm pretty pissed.
Barbecue Bruce fired.
I agree with that.
They have such a good team. They have the Washington Capitals problem. I think they said that's 5 years straight they've lost in the first round.
Jesus.
That's the Cincinnati Bengals, dude. I border the line of fucking mental illness because of it.
1-2 are out of the Western Conference?
Yeah. The three of the top five teams in the NHL are out. Columbus finished like fourth best in the fucking NHL. At least fifth.
I would think fifth behind.
Well, Washington. And then Washington, Pittsburgh, Chicago. They might have been better in Minnesota. And then Columbus and Minnesota.
Yeah, so fourth or fifth.
Still. I didn't see barely any of that series. I don't know if it was scheduling conflicts or what it was, but what I have seen, Jake the Snake, he fucking hates that puck being in the net. And I'm a huge goalie fan, so I think a lot rides on the play of your goalie. And when if he's coming in hot, you're done.
Yeah, I agree.
You're done. What'd Dubnyk do? Played fucking amazing all year. What did he fucking do in the playoffs? Got his ass kicked.
But there's a difference between you being a super, super hot goalie and you having the team that you're supposed to have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like Minnesota has a bad goalie.
Hey, figure it out, Bruce. Do some fucking line changes. Find something.
They have two dudes that are like 1-2 in plus minus. Zucker and fucking Suter are like plus 33. Like, both, like, fucking, like, stupid numbers.
What about, Koivu, whatever, too?
Who? Koivu, their captain? Yeah. Did you see Eric Staal go into the boards, though? Did you watch that?
No.
He went top of the head, sliding right into the boards. It looked like he broke his fucking neck. I'm pretty sure he skated off the ice like a fucking badass, but our biscuit thoughts go out to him. Send him your fucking, what do you faggots say, vibes. Do you see that shit on, like, Instagram? People be like, coffee vibes.
Coffee? What the fuck's the coffee vibe?
Beer vibes. It'll be like a picture of them with a cup of coffee. Coffee vibes. It's fucking, it makes me feel older than 30 years old.
I'm gonna fucking post a picture of my cock.
Cock vibes.
Fucking my cock in my hand.
I think that's fucking illegal.
Is it? Are you sure? Because Twitter has more than just cock in hand photos.
Dude, Twitter used to be real fucking insane.
Yeah, hashtag Twitter after dark.
Holy fuck. When Hunter Moore was on there before he went to prison,
he'd be fucking like, cock vibes.
Dude, cock vibes. He'd be like, take a shit on your girlfriend's head. Send me a picture. I'll give you a PS4.
What?
He would do that shit, and people would do it, and he would give them PS4s.
Yeah, it's a free PS4.
Yeah, I'd take a shit on somebody right now, too.
America's fucked.
I'd be fucking playing I'd be playing NHL right now. I wouldn't be doing this fucking podcast. Fuck.
You'd be creating a team, the Belleville Engineers.
I don't even think video games have the create a team fucking thing anymore.
What? That was the best part.
Dude, I'm telling you. I used to fucking love that shit. Well, I used fucking to... NCAA...
Hours making jerseys and shit.
Fuck yeah. And I'd always make them the worst they could possibly be. And then just... fuck people up. Just... and then, yeah, like, be bad for... I've gone, like, literally, like, 2-14 in college football in a game season before. And didn't delete it. That takes... mega patience.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever lost the game.
I have definitely beat you every time I've ever played you. For sure. I have, for sure, have never lost NCAA football.
The only person that has ever beat me is maybe Brett Papps.
Brett Papps is a fucking beast. Chappie was good.
I embarrassed him. I remember that game. He's talking mad shit.
Paps was good, and he'd fucking call you a nigger dick during the game.
entire game?
The entire game. That's all I'd say. Negerdeck, 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 negerdeck. And you'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Or sing that fucking I'm a nigger player.
Yeah, he's mentally ill. Definitely should have been medicated. So good at video games. Or that video game, particularly. I don't even know if he was good at anything else.
Nope. Fishing.
He's got a nice beard now. I wanted to pick the Wild, but you heard my playoff prediction episode. I was not going to miss out on the Blues again. I was wrong about them last year. I was wrong about them on my preseason picks. That's called being smart, learning. I should have picked them to go to the fucking final. Because that's probably what they're going to do now. You think Nashville's going to beat the Blues?
I don't know. I think it'd be really... It's a series I didn't think was going to happen.
No one picked this. And I'll tell you right now, Nashville's not beating the Blues. Nashville doesn't Nashville barely deserves to be in the fucking playoffs. Nashville's not good at hockey. Am I the only one that knows this?
Like I said, I'm still in shock about that sweep. They swept the number one team in the Western Conference.
How? I don't understand it.
With, if you talk to a fucking Blackhawks fan with the three best players in the NHL.
And, have you talked to Vaughn?
I talked to him when it was 2-0. He's a pretty rational human, so.
Vaughn is a rational human.
When he's losing, when he's winning, he's irrational as fuck, like me.
I saw him try to fight Squires over, I'm pretty sure, nothing. Imaginary things.
He tried to fight Squires over the fact that Squires said Emmitt Smith's the best halfback of all time. Vaughn, a diehard Bears fan, obviously think Walter Payton is.
Well, it broke out into a fist fight.
Anyway, I was talking to him 2-0. He said the same thing I said. They don't show up game three, it's over. And he thought game three was in their hands. Like, they better show up and play hockey, basically. To lose game three in overtime, I think just crushed the Blackhawks' spirits.
You got to sell. That team has to be fucking done. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, Q's old. So what, do you get rid of him? You fire him? Does he retire?
It's up to Q.
You don't think they'll do anything with him? They'll make it his call?
I think they'll nudge him whichever way they want to go. I think they'll say, hey, we're going to fire you. Do you want to resign? If that's what they're thinking.
Maybe they need something new. I mean, it's back-to-back years.
Yeah. The next thing for them is not making the playoffs. And that... I don't see that happening.
They were the number one seed. They were 8 teams away from not making the playoffs.
I thought they were going to fucking easily skate their way into the Stanley Cup this year.
I agree.
Easily. I didn't think they'd have a fucking problem. As I looked at the West.
I had them in the Ducks in the Western Conference Finals.
Clack, clack, huh? Brian Elliott can't play in the playoffs. That's official.
Now my Ducks pick's looking even better.
He's done. You blow a 4-1 lead. They got swept. They got swept as fuck, didn't they? Calgary.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I had Calgary winning in fucking like 6 or something stupid like that.
Both teams that got swept in the West lost game 3 in overtime, so it was like just a spirit crusher. Like, you thought you were going to win.
That'll do it.
You went to overtime. The other team won.
That'll do it. That'll fucking do it.
You both get blown out in game 4. Like, you just didn't... Like, you were just done.
The Ducks are good. I just don't think they have the goaltending.
That right there should prove how much heart the Blue Jackets have compared to the Blackhawks and the Flames.
Oh, for sure. And Columbus is salty about it too. They're just not taking what happened lightly. But if you bring it up again, I'm gonna fucking knock you out. You have been warned.
We'll keep bringing it up.
bringing shit up. I guarantee you next time I see you, don't say a goddamn word about it.
I'll just wear a fucking Stanley Cup champion t-shirt.
At this point, I don't know if you own any other clothes.
I just stare at you. With my fucking cock vibes.
That's even worse. That's brother cock vibes. That's straight prison time. I'm not surprised the Ducks won. You know what? Looking back on it now, I think I should have had St. Louis beating Chicago, and St. Louis being in the final of the top seed. But Edmonton's playing right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's the score?
0-0 end of the first.
Okay. Game six?
Game six in the Shark Tank, right?
Right. Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
I think Oilers end it tonight.
You think so?
I picked seven, but I think it's over tonight, I'm hoping.
No, I think they'll go seven, and I think Edmonton wins it. That's what I picked. Listening to your dumbass, so we'll see what happens.
That was supposed to be the upset. That was supposed to be
that. Yeah, that was the upset. Edmonton beating San Jose.
That team's done. I mean, what Marleau and Thornton?
They're done.
They're both 137 years old.
They're done. Brett Burns is there for like 8 more years. He signed a big old fucking fat cock vibe contract. Yeah, if San Jose, I mean, this is San Jose, you know, that's why I was thinking you're a fucking idiot, because I thought San Jose, and they still might, you know, turn it on, and because those dudes are done. They're not playing. There's no way you come back for another year. There's no reason to.
No. I told you last year, I thought it was their year. They messed up.
They did. They let fucking the playoffs get to them in the final last year.
I think the Penguins were up 3-1 in the finals.
It was a shitty final last year.
I think they were up 3-1.
It was a shitty final, and then, like, there's nothing worse than seeing Sidney Crosby touch the Stanley Cup.
And it was basically over in Game 6.
Yeah.
And Marleau scored, like, 2 straight goals with, like, 2 minutes left in the game, and the fucking Sharks won. And then they went to Game 6, and the Penguins fucking...
Marleau will do that shit. He'll just be like, oh, fuck, I got to score 4 goals real quick.
He took over the game. I remember that because it was about to be over in 4-1. Now I remember.
He's been a Shark lifer, I'm pretty sure, too. So that is...
I was in fucking grade school.
That's sad, yeah, but that's sports. Big Ran, it's another good one. We're getting good. We're the best. The GOAT, the Biscuit. The Biscuit Pod at twitter.com. Biscuit Vibes. Hashtag Biscuit Vibes. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. I don't think anybody uses Google Play Music. I think we have 2 subscribers on there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Email us at... It's just biscuitpodcast@gmail. Or don't email us. I don't give a fuck. It's not going to fucking make me sad. You're not going to make me more sad than fucking Brandon Dubinsky has made me. The Facebook is up. Big Ram, what's the Facebook info?
Facebook page is the Biscuit Podcast. Website for Buzzsprout's on there. And the iTunes list is on there.
You need to get that Embiid player on there like I fucking told you to.
Yeah, I will.
All right, guys. That's the Biscuit. Fucking party on.